StoryCorps is made possible through funding from State Farm, the Atlantic Philanthropies, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide.
In this episode of the StoryCorps podcast, we're going to hear a story out of basketball history. It comes from 87-year-old Kenny Sailors. Sailors played in the NBA more than 50 years ago, and he's widely regarded as the first person to shoot a jump shot. Sailors recorded his interview in Laramie, Wyoming. That's where he told a friend how his famous shot got its start nearby.
I started out learning about the game of basketball on that old farm down at Hillsdale with my brother, who incidentally was an outstanding ball player, probably the most outstanding one Hillsdale had had up until that time. He wanted me to play too, and of course I was just a punk kid, and so he put a basket, a hoop, didn't have any net on it, and he'd work out against me sometimes, even though he was 5 years older, and of course the good Lord must have put it in my mind that if I'm going to get up over this big bum so I can shoot, I'm going to have to jump. It probably wasn't very pretty, but I got the shot off. And it went in. And boy, Bud says, you better develop that. That's going to be a good shot. So I started working on it. The NBA started up in 1946. And I signed up with Cleveland. And in that day, nobody jumps, you see. Everybody had to keep both feet on the floor or the coach would take you out of the ball game. And I was out there scrimmaging or playing around before the season started. And, of course, my first coach was old Dutch Danner, an old-time ball player. And the old Dutch was on the side. I saw him sitting over there watching us. And when we got all done, he said, Sailors, would you get that leaping one-hander? And I said, well, Dutch, I don't know. I've been shooting that for a long time. And he says, you'll never go in this league with that shot. Well, I thought, well, my career is over with right now. That's kind of how it all came about. I get several letters a week as a rule. And they'll ask me questions like, did you really start the jump shot? What am I going to say? You know, I usually want to write back. I say, well, Ray Meyer from DePaul, who coached there for many, many years, he said it the best, I think. He said, Sailors may not have been the first player to jump in the air and shoot the ball, but he developed the shot that's being used today. That's the way he put it. I like that.
That's Kenny Sailors with his friend Ann Brand in Laramie, Wyoming. To see photos, including one of Kenny taking a shot, visit StoryCorps.net. While you're there, you can make a reservation to record your own interview. Major support for StoryCorps is provided by State Farm and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. You can learn more at loveandforgive.org. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can catch StoryCorps on the radio Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition. For the StoryCorps podcast, this is Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening. Hi there. One more note from us here at StoryCorps. Ann Brand, the woman who interviewed Kenny Sailors, is a portrait photographer in Laramie, Wyoming. She met Kenny when she took his picture, and they started talking. She knew immediately that Kenny had an amazing story, so when StoryCorps came to town, she signed up to record him. We love these kind of interviews at StoryCorps, and we want to hear more. Take a look around your community. Who are your local characters and the great talkers in your town? Who could you listen to all day? If you've got someone in mind, let us know. Send your ideas to podcast@storycorps.net. Thanks. We hope to hear from you soon. The address again is podcast@storycorps.net.